Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we're bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. And before we get started, I have to introduce my lovely co-host, Vanessa Canterbury. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fabulous. Yes, yes. So, are you ready for this interview today?
I'm excited. I'm really, really excited about this interview.
Yes, we have one of our empowerpreneur authors on here today. She is absolutely amazing, and we're just going to go ahead and bring her on. B. Smith, are you in the room?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good today. Doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful. So the first question that we ask everybody is, why did you become part of the Empowerpreneurs book project?
Well, after you and I talked, it just became apparent that one of the major reasons I became a part of it is because those that suffer with mental illness a lot of times don't see themselves as a source of empowerment, and certainly not as an entrepreneur. And even going through those things and getting help and getting therapy, you can still be successful and live in your purpose.
That is absolutely true. You can do both. And I'm glad that you decided to say yes to being part of this book. So I want you to go ahead and tell the audience just a little bit, what is your chapter about?
Oh my gosh. So my chapter is about being empowered to lead, being empowered to be in the front, being empowered to be in your proper place, you know, and what steps that it takes to be in your proper place to lead.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, leading is a great topic because as entrepreneurs, we have to lead. Sometimes we have to be the chief everything officer. And so we definitely have to have that leadership quality. Why did you decide to go from that angle of empowerment?
I decided to go from the leadership angle of empowerment because sometimes being a leader can be scary. And, you know, I describe the game Follow the Leader because to be a leader, you have to understand there are people behind you, but because you know there are people behind you that are following your steps, you can't be afraid to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And so leadership, it can be a little scary. It can be a little lonely. You're being a pioneer. You're doing something that hasn't been done before. And I just wanted to help give someone else courage to move forward with those crazy ideas in your head and move forward with it because someone else is waiting on you to move forward so they can move into their spot.
That is so true. But I want to know, and I know a lot of people, they struggle with this leadership position. What made you take that leadership position and how did you get there?
Well, for me, taking the leadership position, it came because surviving a suicide attempt, there weren't many people like me out there that had actually survived an attempt and that were willing to talk about it and to step out. And so my leadership role came from seeing a hole in the market, something that was needed to be discussed. And I knew that I wasn't the only one, but it seemed like I was the first one to step out and say, hey, this is me, but it does not define me. And so me just wanting to create, you know, I knew there were other people out there, but to find my people, I had to share my story. So I had to step out. And so, you know, finding something that was needed, that's what made me move. I had to move.
You had to move. I love that. I love that. Because a lot of people want to stay in the background. A lot of people want to wait on somebody else to, you know, hold the torch to make the moves, and then they want to follow. But you decided that you wanted to lead this, and especially a area that, as you say, a lot of people don't talk about or don't talk about positively. So what has happened to you since you started sharing your story? And what do you say to people who are in that same situation and are ready to share their story?
Man. So the first thing I would say to people is, you are not for everyone. Your story is not for everyone, but your story is definitely for someone. And for that reason alone, you got to move. You got to.
You know, now that you've shared your voice, what has happened to you? You
know? Oh my God. Okay. So, you know, before mental illness, I had dreams. I wanted to be a doctor of the mind. I wanted to travel the world. I wanted to write books. And I wanted to be on TV. And once I began to step out and tell my story, everything that I ever wanted, it has come to pass. You know, I do regular commentary on TMZ Live. I do local commentary on a regular basis. I write for columns. I'm a speaker. I'm a life coach. I help other people to light now. I'm an author. I'm a three-time best-selling author. it's amazing. So every single dream that I ever just said to myself, it has come forth in just so many ways. And I've been able to go to countries where people don't look like me, don't speak the same as me. And my book is changing lives all over the world in places I thought I would never go. So me stepping out and taking the lead has made me a pioneer, and I'm called upon. And it's amazing, you know, colleges, universities, churches, you know, organizations, it's amazing. It's an amazing life. And it really makes me feel, it makes me feel empowered to empower someone else with my life.
Your life is, I tell people all the time, your story is not about you. It's about somebody else. Somebody else is waiting to survive from your story. And it's so important to be able to share your story. So I'm so glad that you are sharing your story on so many different platforms. Now, tell the audience, what are the things that you are working on so they can make sure they continue to stay connected with you?
Well, I'm currently working on, we're still in the development stages, but I'm working on my third short film for mental health PSAs. I've done two. So this year I'm working on my third. You know, one actually placed as a semifinalist in the Oklahoma Film Festival, and I'm just excited about that. I'm excited that I will be working as a director on another film for mental health. So I'll be directing and I'll be creating. I'm in this Empowerpreneur book. And I'm just excited about those projects. And I'm taking a deeper role with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, also working with their social media and their media relations. So this is, it's a great year. Some great projects in the air. And then I have my Be Inspired brunches, which all proceeds go to support mental health and suicide prevention. So I've got live events, you know, working on movies, you know, and writing more books. Got a lot more books coming, books for people that have survived suicide, books for those who have had suicide loss. And so a children's book. So just really excited about those projects. And if you want to stay connected, you know, you can just go to www.bsmith.live and pretty much see what's cracking all the time.
Wonderful, wonderful. And now that you are speaking for mental health, what would you say to somebody who wants to support the cause or someone who thinks they're going through it but are not really sure?
Well, the first thing that I would do is, if you're not really sure, I would say reach out. We have several different avenues. We have I'm Alive, which is a it's a hotline. It's 24 hours. It's not always a suicide prevention hotline. Of course, we have that. But I would say reach out to one of those organizations. And when I tell you, it's not it's nothing against any other organization, but when it comes to I'm Alive, NAMI, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, when I tell you these organizations, they will welcome you in, and there's always somewhere you can fit in and find your tribe. I would say fit in and find your tribe, and they'll listen, because that's the first thing you need. If you're not really sure, tell your story to someone safe and let them listen, and then you can learn, and you'll know what your next steps are. But definitely reach out.
I'm loving that you are taking a stand on mental health. A lot of people don't really realize how serious it is, and we need to have that conversation. It's huge. It's a huge component of just surviving in today's world. Don't get me started. So I am so glad that you are taking a stand on it. What's one of the things that you will want people to be able to remember that stands out about you? Because you have so many things that you are working on. But I want to know, what's that one thing, you know, that really, that's a stamp? Like, mental health, yes. Speaking and putting the message out there, yes. But there's something that people could be able to remember, like that mission statement, that motto that you stand on, that people say, you know what, I remember her. I need to stay connected with her. What is that?
Here it goes. I am the giver of useful information. I inspire. That's it. My mantra. I am the giver of useful information. I inspire. It's what I do.
So where did that come from? What's the story behind it?
Oh my gosh. So I went to a conference, actually, and there was an exercise about we are what we do. And it wrote down all the different tasks that we perform and our goals and our purpose. And we had to put it in an I am statement. And when I looked at all the different things that I do, like you said, I work on so many different things. And one thing I noticed is that I am the giver of useful information. So whether it's in a book, whether it's in a movie, whether I'm on the stage, whether I'm in the classroom, whether I'm talking to my mentors or my mentees, or talking to strangers overseas, I am always giving useful information. Like, if you see me in the grocery store, I am giving you some useful information, and I'm inspiring you with my walk and my lived experience. And it's just a part of my life every day. And that inspire was a word that came back to me from other people, and that was a part of the exercise. And that's the word that always comes back, always. And so that's where it came from.
Affirmations. I love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it. Love it. That is so powerful. People don't understand that the I inspire. We got, it's internal. But when you turn around and find your purpose, you can inspire the masses. And that's something that you are doing that's needed. And I just continue to pray that you just keep just taking it to the next level. I'm proud. I'm proud to be on this line with you, to be able to interview you. I mean, we met in person and we connected from there, but my, don't get me started. I'm proud of you. I'm so, so proud of you.
Thank you. Proud of me too. The process.
You let people know how they can be able to find you on social media, because not only from this interview, your books, your movement, your mission, how can they be able to find you on social media?
Well, on all social media platforms, you can find me at Be Inspired Talk. That's BEE Inspired Talk. There you go, Be Inspired Talk. It's consistent.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. So when they are out there reaching out to Be Inspired Talk, what are they going to find there? you know, will they find, I understand that they're going to find the mental health person and the educator and the motivator, but, you know, tell us a little bit about who B is and who they're going to be resonating with.
Oh, wow. They're also going to resonate with Be the Comedian. You know, you know, I have, since surviving, I just have a look on life that just, I know that every day is a gift. And so humor is, it's very much a part. I'm really real. You know, I always say there's a guy named OG Ron. I'm telling you, I could be his co-host. I know he think he got a co-host, but I'm telling you, me and OG Ron, we are one. We kind of see, you know, I have a funny way of looking at life. And so you'll see the mental health. You'll see the educator, because I always want to give useful information and I always want to inspire and help people learn things that they didn't know before. But, you know, there's also, you know, they get to connect with me as a wife, as a mother, as a community leader. And it's not saying that you can't have it all, but you can do it all, but you can do it in balance. You know, they'll get to see the days where I ain't doing so hot. And you also get to see the days that I disappear and really do some self-care and take a, I don't feel like I got to tell you I'm taking a break from social media. I'll holler at you on Wednesday. I'll be back. You know, they get to see me practicing what I preach and see me walking this and imperfectly, and you'll see me rise and you'll see me learn a lesson. You'll see me fall and you'll see me rise again and learn a lesson. And I hope they will understand that it's all a process. It's a process of living. And so we don't get stuck when we fall. And so that's what I feel like people that can relate to me is because they see that, you know, I don't, you know, it is what it is. If it's a great day and the face is beat and the waist is snatched, okay, cool. But if it's a bad day and I got a pimple, it's going to be all right.
And that's the real that I really, really love, because a lot of times you will find people that give this persona on social media that, oh, everything is so great. Yeah, right. And that you really just be yourself. And I tell people all the time, just be you. Why do you have to compete with somebody else when you're your own competition? You don't owe them, you know, an explanation or that you're having a bad day. It happens. That means you're human. And that means low right there. You qualify. You qualify because you're human, right? Right? So I'm loving the fact that you take out the time to be able to have self-care. Sometimes you don't have to let them know. Oh, I wish more people would do that. But anyway,
they'd be like, I'm leaving. I'm going. Gonna be back in 7 days. Oh, did I tell you I'm gonna be back in 7 days? Okay, it's 6 days now. I'm gonna be back. Didn't leave. I forgot. No way.
and that is just, that is the truth of it. They put on that the fakeness of social media. And this is what I really like and gravitated to you, because you were just real from day one. Same person that I met online is the same person I met offline. And that alone, when I say I'm proud of you, I'm very, very proud of you, because you've been consistent. You haven't wavered because of somebody else. So I'm proud.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And you guys too. And I don't think people understand how important that is for people to see you. The same person they see online, they need to see you out in public. I'm going to give you that same hug, funky and in my sweats after spin class, as I'm going to give you in that gown with that makeup on my face. It's just who I am. I think it scares people because they're like, that really is her. Yeah. But that's what we need. We need it. Our world is so full of facades, and I do understand. I've fallen into the trap, the content trap. Oh my God, I got to put something out today. Oh my God, I got to put something out today. But we need to realize that, and this is not cliche, we've got to be real. And it's okay to be real.
You know, I love that. It's okay to be real. Our audience tends to resonate with that. A lot of people think that they have to copy and be all that they can be, when in essence, the audience wants to fall in love with a human being. They don't want a pristine, you know, go. Yeah, they want a human. They want somebody who is going to mess up, who is going to have bad days, who is going to have highs as well, and be able to balance that, and life will still go on. So that's what they're looking for. So I know that you've been going through a lot and you've decided that you are, you know, doing more in your community and doing more for mental health and all these things. And what was the deciding factor that made you say, look, this is my path, this is my journey I'm supposed to go on, I need to embrace it and let's do it? What was that moment?
I think it was the moment I almost had a show, like show, you know, like sign contract, and you begin to see that that's not your vision. And I'm traveling and the suicide numbers come out. I mean, I'm going all over the world at one particular time, you know, and the suicide numbers come out. And I look at my state and I look at my state and for ages 15 to 34 consecutively and still has not changed. Suicide is the second leading cause of death in the ages 15 to 34. And it just hit me, you know, before I can go global, I've got to do something on a scale to help the people where I live. I'm like, I'm not doing enough work. If nothing's changing where I'm at, I can't go outside if I don't put some grassroots, you know, where I'm planted. And so I came back home and I decided then I wasn't going to chase fame. I wasn't going to chase fortune. And what will find me in my purpose. And I tell you, the best decision I ever made was to bring my little happy self home. I still take speaking engagements. I go all over the world, but my roots are right here in my home state and making a difference in the community around me. And then I take that stuff outside because there's no way I can be watching this all around me. And I was like, I gotta help be part of change. And so sometimes you gotta put them roots down. So that's what I did. Be the change you wanna see.
Well, that makes perfect sense, B. That makes perfect sense. And so as we start winding down, I want you to take a moment to speak about your platform or speak about that final nugget that you need for the people listening today to hear.
My nugget comes from, it's Black History Month, so my nugget comes from Michelle Obama. This is one has been in my spirit, and it kind of follows along with the last question that you just asked. And the quote from her states, "Success is not about how much money you make. It's about the difference that you make in the lives of others." And, you know, and I'll say it again, success, wealth, whatever name you want to put on it, it's not about how much money we make, not about if I'm, you know, third, fourth richest in the world. It's about the difference I make in other people's lives. And Vanessa said it earlier in the interview, that's what it's about. If what you're doing is not attached to others, I don't know, because every wealthy person that I know, every Tyler Perry, every Oprah Winfrey, if you really go back and read their stories when they was living in their car or they was dealing with their situations, it was always about sharing with others and helping and building one another, and the wealth and all that other stuff just came along. But no, it's about the work. It's about making a difference.
Man, that's perfect. You know, I want to thank you for being part of the Empowerpreneurs project. I know that people are going to read your chapter and really glean a lot from that. And then I also want to thank you for standing in your truth about mental illness and being such a great champion for that. They need that, and you see it, and you're making it happen. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Honored.
And so if you're listening tonight, I want you to reach out to Bea. I want you to hear about her calls and hear how you can help. And then when her chapter comes out, I want you to read that chapter and then reach out and tell her about how it resonated with you and how it touched you. And because when we share our stories, we want to know how it touches another person to move into their excellence, to move into that greater. And I know that you appreciate that greatly. So when you are listening, thank you so much for listening to us at Motivate Social Podcast. We are on all social media handles at Motivate Social and Change Your Minds Online, and on Twitter, Change Your Minds without the E. So please and thank you so much for sharing this out, for listening, and of course, for just being who you are. So with that being said, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.